The Athens Nurses Clinic presents A Night of Music for Medicine at the Foundry on Monday, January 15th at 7 p.m. This benefit concert features Mr. Jordan and Mr. Tonks, the Wild Jordan Tonk Cats, and special guests. Proceeds benefit the Athens Nurses Clinic, a nonprofit clinic providing medical and dental services to the community. Joining me to talk about this event, please welcome Mark Cooper Smith, musician, recording engineer, one of the original members of the Squalls, and a founding member of the Wildcats. Mark, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
So, if I could, I gave you a little bit of background just now, but can I get you to talk a little bit about yourself and tell us about your journey and your history here in Athens?
Well, I came to Athens to go to graduate school in anthropology in 1982. And at that time, there were 16 bands and three bars. And I had some friends who had started the Squalls, and they asked me to join them. And so I did, and I found myself playing twice a week in Athens. The next thing I knew, People Magazine came and took pictures of all of us, and we were in People Magazine. And then the next thing that happened, I was on stage in New York, and I was like, this is easy. I should have moved here a long time ago. And then the scene grew and grew, and then in 86, they came and made the movie Athens, Georgia, Inside Out, which exploded it more. In the meantime, REM, who, when I first got here, was just one of the other bands, clearly the best of the other bands, but they exploded as well. So everything started mushrooming. The Squalls kept on until 1990, I think, and then we, after three albums, we broke up. But then I thought I wanted to quit being on the road. I started having children at that point, and so I thought, well, I know, I was enamored of the recording process by that time, and I thought, I'll start my own studio and have musicians come to me, and every night I'll sleep in my own bed. And so I built Full Moon Studio in 1991 and did that for about 20 years.
What is your connection to Athens Nurses Clinic?
My wife is a nurse practitioner. After I sold the studio, I went back to school and got my EMT license, and she said, you should come and volunteer at the clinic and help out. So I did, and it was an amazing experience to meet people who, for whatever reason, life has gone sour for them. They've, you know, made a bad turn here, a bad turn there. They, you know, have health problems. They lose their insurance. They lose their job. Next thing they know, they, you know, might be living in their car behind the Burger King. You know, but the clinic was started 26 years ago to help uninsured, low-income, no-income people. And they will tend to the healthcare needs of people like this. And it's a good thing because they're supported by, you know, donations and also by the hospitals. Because from the hospital standpoint, if you have a population that has no insurance and little or no money, but they have healthcare problems like diabetes or high blood pressure, and they can't afford really to tend to them correctly, and they tend to try to ignore them, which they can only do for so long before they will blow up on them, and they do, and they'll end up in the emergency room. At that juncture, you know, they'll tax the emergency room system. They'll get a bill they can't pay, or they'll go into medical bankruptcy, or the hospital is left holding the bag. So if you can provide, you know, inexpensive or no-cost insurance just to treat their diabetes or their high blood pressure and keep them out of the emergency room, it's better for them. It's better for the hospitals. It's better for the community.
Well, congratulations on the work that you do with the Nurses Clinic. And, of course, that brings me to the next question about the event coming up. This is this concert coming up sounds like a whole lot of fun, and it's not the first time you guys have done this, is it?
No, this is our sixth annual concert, Music for Medicine. And when I was volunteering at the clinic, they were doing and still do a summertime concert fundraiser called Tomatoes at Terrapin, and that has been very successful. But I thought, well, you know, why not have a wintertime one too? So we started Music for Medicine to come in January, and We've been doing this, like I say, for 6 years. I just get together friends of mine who are musicians and say, let's, you know, put on a show. And we get together in December and January and mash it together and have a great time. It's probably our only gig of the year, so it means a lot to us.
Well, now you've done it for several years, as you said. What are we going to see this year that might be a little different?
We've got Mr. Jordan and Mr. Tonks, who are a great acoustic duo, Tommy Jordan and William Tonks. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start the show, and then we're going to filter in members of the other band one by one and become the Wild Jordan Tonk Cats, because the members of the other band are from the Wildcats, and so we just kind of mash them all together and become this big mega band. We also add Bill David, who plays in the Squalls, and Eddie Glicken, who's a percussionist who plays with everybody in town, and then Dr. Neil Priest, who sings with us.
Yes. What am I not asking you about this event that you really would like to get the word out on?
You know, it's going to be on MLK Day, and it's a day of service. So if you do go out and you're doing some volunteer service, come by afterwards and see us and have a beer and listen to some good music.
Sure. And you mentioned volunteering, and I don't remember asking you this before, but are there volunteer opportunities at Athens Nurses Clinic, even if you don't have a lot of medical training?
There are indeed. You can go to athensnursesclinic.org and click on the volunteer button. You can also donate through there, which is always appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Mark Cooper Smith, one of the organizers of the Night of Music for Medicine, coming up at the Foundry on Monday, January the 15th at 7 p.m. Once again, it is a benefit concert for the Athens Nurses Clinic. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Michael.
For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.